Great cities tend to have great rivers. The Thames, the Tiber, Potomac, Danube, and Hudson. Los Angeles, well, it does have a river, and commentator Pat Morrison is out with a new book on it, with photographs to prove it. The book is called Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River. But even though she is its biggest booster, even Pat couldn't resist quoting a scene from the noir classic movie Chinatown, in which the private eye played by Jack Nicholson speaks of the river in most disparaging terms. The scene is set in a morgue.
Yeah, he drowned too.
Come again?
Yeah, got drunk, passed out in the bottom of the riverbed.
The L.A. River?
Yeah, right under Hollenbeck Bridge. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's dry as a bone, Morty.
That's not completely dry.
Yeah, well, he ain't gonna exactly drown in a damp riverbed, no matter how soused he is.
We got water out of him. He drowned.
In its wild state, the L.A. River alternated between a trickle in the dry season and a raging torrent in the rainy. By the 1930s, after a couple of deadly floods, the city decided to put a straitjacket on its crazy river. The Army Corps of Engineers came in and simply cemented it over. Pat Morrison joins us.
Hi, Renee.
Now, here's the amazing thing about the L.A. River. Never mind all the millions of outsiders, one can live in Los Angeles and not know that there is such a thing as the Los Angeles River.
And not know that there is a river until they hear someone has drowned in it.
Yeah.
But the river is not what it was. It is a tamed and toothless creature now. It's the only river, I think, that Johnny Carson used to joke that is paved from source to mouth.
It's almost been turned into a canal, a paved canal.
Yes, and people think of it as a flood control system, as a drainage ditch. In fact, there's been a lot of friction back and forth with people calling it a river, and the officials will respond, no, it is a flood control district.
But it used to be a river.
It was a proper river. Even when it was dry, because the underground, the water table was still so rich that springs would come up. It fed many little streams all across the Los Angeles basin. One of the swankiest shopping streets in town is called La Cienega. Cienega means swamp. In the 18th century, in the 19th century, it was a swamp. You wouldn't know it now, but that was all because of the Los Angeles River.
These days, how does the river get used? Because I think that is a thing. You drive by it on the freeway, which is how many things happen here. You drive by, see it. It does look like a flood control system. But in fact, it isn't totally a dead river, is it?
There are still neighborhoods along the Los Angeles River, all the way down to Long Beach. For the homeless, it is a park. It contains more acreage than all of Central Park, which is a shocking crime in a city that is so park poor to waste this open space. The homeless consider it a park and kind of a home. Unfortunately, people think of it, too, as a big drainage system. And in Long Beach, where the river empties into the waters of the ocean, you can see households' worth of goods floating down during flood season, couches and shopping carts and lamps and mannequins, and I think they've found prosthetic limbs. There's nothing that hasn't been plucked out of the L.A. River at one time or another, including during a flood, a man who was on his way to a Halloween party and got stuck and had to be pulled off the roof of his car, still dressed in his pink ballerina tutu.
Well, you know, the very first words of your book, Pat, are, in a city of stars, it, meaning the river, it is a has-been. But in fact, the river is just now poised to make a comeback.
The poor river has served for so many years as anything but a river. It's been a punchline. It's been a movie set for Arnold Schwarzenegger and for John Travolta. They shipped munitions down it during World War II. Someone even wanted to turn it into a freeway. But now with the revived interest in urban spaces, I think people are regarding the river as the Indians once did, as Kit Carson, the scout, once did, as a beautiful place, a paradise on earth. And even the man who was an agent in its destruction and irrelevancy, William Mulholland, who created the Chinatown incident, the California Aqueduct, thought of it as a beautiful, limpid little stream. And I think Los Angeles would like to regard its river as being that once again.
Pat, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Morning Edition commentator Pat Morrison is the author, and Mark LaMonica is the photographer for the new book, Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.